2 years and two rooms later, here we are. Look at this thing, dude. It's fucking
it's
crazy.
It's weird. Yeah, it took a while just to go, like, full time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and that was a very different conversation.
Super.
Like, wow. It's called you and it saw you. It goes to show you got to communicate with people, man. You got to communicate.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you guys know it? He's sick of me already, dude.
I'm pretty fucking tired. Well, one, I don't like drummers, and I don't like bass players, and I don't like singers, and I don't like guitar players that could do a lead. So those are my four rules of life.
Basically, he only fucks with guitar players that use the bottom three strings on the guitar. That's it, dude.
Dude, totally.
That's it.
Ernie, cheers. Thank you for the coffee.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
It's nice to be here.
And to everyone watching, welcome to the first ever live on pay-per-view, internet, YouTube. That's the first ever live.
Dang, look at that.
4K, dude. This is in 4K.
They can really see how shot we are.
Woo!
Look, somebody already asked, where's the beers at, bros? Well, fun fact, Ernie, I'm trying to do a sober January and potentially a sober 12 months, so I'm going to be drinking this fake beer. Actually, it's just green tea from Starbucks.
So what made you want to cut back?
I mean, honestly, you know, we're not the youngest spry individuals anymore. And, you know, when I go hard in the paint, I go real hard in the paint. And we've been around some people who have inspired me to look at things differently. Art being one of them today. Congratulations, Art Cruz, for a year in fifth sobriety. It's very badass.
A year today.
A year today. Today's his 1 year sober anniversary, dude, which is crazy.
Congrats, Art. Dude, that's a big deal, man.
Art's killing
it. A year?
Dude. Yeah.
Sober?
12 months, dude.
Wow.
12 months, yeah, man. And so, like, even seeing stuff like that, it's really inspiring. You know, it's just something, yeah, that I'm doing personally for myself, give my body a break, kind of a hard reset. You know, I'm fucking, I just turned 37, which is crazy. Didn't know we'd make it this far, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your 20s when all you're doing is drinking and partying and shit. And so, you know,
yeah,
your body starts to feel it. And I want to be able to do what we're doing at the level we're doing as long as possible. So, you know, I'm going to give the old liver and body a break, you know. No booze. I'll drink some fucking green tea. I'm not giving up caffeine, though, ever.
No.
Nope.
No, if you're any kind of addict, dude, like, there's giving up caffeine is, like, 100% out of the question.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
Like, because once you cut back, I stopped doing cocaine. I stopped drinking heavily every fucking day. The first thing you do?
You just pick up coffee.
What's coffee?
Yep.
And then you are...
Yep.
Because the way your brain works, you need to replace a habit
with something else.
With something else. Yeah. And the idea is something that's not going to destroy your life.
Yeah, heavy. Most of the people I know, same thing from, like, back in our party days, like when we were doing blow and all kinds of crazy shit. Either stopped doing drugs and picked up coffee or smoking cigarettes or a weird combination of both.
Mm.
I never did the cigarettes thing, but coffee definitely. Big fan.
Dude, it's massive, man. I don't know what I would do without coffee. I mean,
dude, we'd be fucked.
Dude, like, for real, man. Like, because what else would you, I mean, what else could you replace Jaeger and cocaine with? What was, like.
Who knows, dude? I mean.
I don't know. Caffeine, nothing could really beat caffeine.
No. And, you know, and the reason is, it's because it's a stimulant. So it almost kind of. It's like lightweight mimicking the effects of when you were fucking going skiing in July, if you know what I mean. Like,
mm-hmm.
It gives you, it's a jolt. Obviously, it's not the same as, you know, fucking putting keys in your nose all the time. But, like,
dirty ass keys.
Mom can pick me up. These kids are all sniffing their keys at these parties.
Dude, I think we might have gotten, this is to me right now, we probably got the last era of not worrying that you're going to fucking die when you do.
Yeah, that too. That too, dude. That whole scene of like people that are, like, doing drugs now and, like, doing blow, dude, it's such a fucking gamble.
I would not do drugs now.
No, it's such a gamble, dude. It's not even fucking worth it, dude. Like, I mean, we've talked about it. Like, people, you know, on tour, you know, offer you joints, and even then, I'm like, you know, I'll smoke a little weed here and there, but sometimes even I'm sketchy about, you know, fans giving us fucking weed. I'm like, dude, I don't know if this thing's been dipped in something or.
Mm-hmm.
I just read on Twitter today. What? Oh my god, I have to go back and look. But somebody was like. Hey, guy that came to our show, thanks for giving me a dip joint, asshole, or something like that. Like, yeah, somebody we know. I have to go back and look. I don't remember who, but yeah, somebody got a joint that was, like, dipped in fucking acid or something.
Dipped in fucking horse piss or something.
You know what I mean?
Or something like, they rub it on, like, a frog's belly or something. And, hey, fucking have this.
Yeah, here, fucking smoke this, dude. Next thing you know, you're fucking, you're flying, you know?
I just want some dad weed, dude. Just Just give me fucking chills. I don't want to think about my demons right now in front of all these people.
It's true. Garza is a fan of the dad. We do that. I mean, listen, it's mellow. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Just have a nice time, you know. Ready to go to bed, take a couple tokes, and off to Neverland you go, dude. Yeah. You know. But yes.
Well, even though I have a hate towards drummers, I do like you a little bit, and
it's got to be a good thing,
dude. People don't realize the energy you have and your work ethic. Like, do you like just you? Me and you have been together pretty constantly. I mean,
super.
I mean, if it wasn't for you and Zach and Jay here, like, dude, I don't know. I need the help. We literally moved this shit from the other spot down the freeway to here
in 2 days.
And
you fucking crazy,
fucking painting the walls, and we did not miss a week, dude.
That's dude. He didn't even have to go to Home Depot. He was just like, "Hey, you want to paint the walls?" I'm like, "Guy got it, dude. Look at this place, dude. It's a sick pro paint job."
You're a great painter.
Thanks, dude.
You are a good painter.
Despite my shaky hands and shit from playing drums, I got, you know, I held the fort down pretty good.
I'm not trying to be racist, but I mean, listen, dude.
Listen, hey,
I would hire you.
It's not a stereotype if it's facts, dude. You know what I mean?
Where'd you learn how to paint?
Actually, funny enough, dude, my younger brother, who's a year younger than me, got into the real estate game, and uh-huh. when we were both, because he's only a year younger than me, I think we were might have been in our like mid 20s,
yeah.
And you know, he saved up a bunch of money from the jobs he was working and bought a fixer upper in Compton or in Watts, right off like the 105, like in, you know, in a really like
sure.
not a sick part of the neighborhood. And it was total fixer upper. The house was empty when he got it. It's a big 2-story house, and you know, he was trying to keep all the costs down because he was going to fix it up, flip it, you know, sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, "Hey, like, you want to help me out, do some renovations at this house?" And I said, "Sure." And basically, he provided me with all the stuff, like the sprayer, the paint, all the product. And he was just like, "Cool, I'm going to come back in a day and check up on the house." And I painted the entire house, and like, I mean, the interior of the house. Mm-hmm. It was like four bedrooms, a living room, kitchen type of thing. Painted the house in half a day. And realized I was pretty decent at it, even with the sprayer, you know what I mean? And since then, I've painted I painted an ex-girlfriend's house for $400. Oh, an ex-girlfriend's grandparents' house for like $400 when I was like fucking like 19, dude. I like to work with my hands. I like to stay busy, dude. I don't know. Like I said, it's the ADHD thing, dude. That, like I said, the moment I start sitting still for too long, I start... You know what I mean? Not spiraling, but mentally I'm just like, damn, dude, I'm wasting time. And I think that's where a lot of the work ethic comes from. And like I said, we kind of touched on it on our episode, of the podcast last year or whatever. It's like all drummers are weirdos, dude. And I think all drummers have ADD, ADHD, some sort of weird tick. And that's why we play drums. It keeps all of your limbs busy doing something.
Oh, it keeps all your limbs.
It does. It does.
Even your dick.
I don't know if we can say that kind of thing on the air, but you know,
you're either a good fucker or a terrible one if you're a drummer. You know what, Ernie? I have faith in you. You could probably lay it down, dude. I wouldn't.
This guy's
date
putting
you.
Me on the spot right now. I'm not saying shit, but you know,
I wouldn't date you, but I wouldn't date any one of you.
I mean, hey, listen, dude.
Maybe not even myself.
I don't know. You're pretty handsome, dude.
Thank
you.
Know what I mean, well, I'm not about being handsome. It's about the emotional trauma that your significant other will tend to take on, and that you have to fix. Miley definitely helped fix some stuff.
I mean, dude. Hey, listen, dude. Shout out, significant others, dude. I mean, look at you, dude. Like you've really like. If I may say so myself, like for watching from like an outside perspective of before I was in the band,
mm-hmm.
You know, same thing when I filled in the first time, for, you know, and did the
fucking disaster.
Become the
fucking
Hunter
disaster.
For watching you grow, dude, like even just like mentally and emotionally from then to now, has been fucking crazy, like, dude. Like the first time I met you, way fucking back when, dude, I remember you were so quiet. And I just remember thinking to myself, I'm like, man, this guy just looks like he's not having a good time, dude. I don't even think he wants to be here, dude. Like, you know, but I get it. Everyone's different. Certain things make people tick. And like, but just watching you like really branch out and like coming to your own has been super cool. You know what I mean? And I think it's dope because a lot of other people have noticed it too. They're like, damn, dude, like ours is really like out and about. Dude, he's always hanging at shows and like shaking hands and like just hanging out and having a good time. I'm like, yeah. Weird. We like, you know, I think great. If this was you 4 or 5 years ago, it would have been way different. You know what I mean? Like,
I'd probably be dead.
Well, I'm glad you're not, because, you know.
It took a long time to – it is like a classic case of, like, this desensitizing yourself. You keep doing it again and again, and out of nowhere you start – oh, wait, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
It's seemingly out of nowhere.
It's all – you're right. And you can never kind of, like, pinpoint when it happens, but something does click eventually.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then all of a sudden, it's like you kind of like ease into it, and you realize the entire time you're like, "Oh, okay, like things are fine. I'm good." You know what I mean? And it's not as like weird or awkward as like you once felt it would be or was.
It's crazy.
You know? Yeah, same. You know, I think you know what it is, dude. I think it's just growing up, man. It's just growing and learning. And if you happen to have someone, you know, a significant other that's cool enough to help you along that way, and like. It's help everything, guide you. It's everything, dude. That's super sick, man.
It's everything. I wonder where we would be if I didn't get into a relationship. I think about it, because a good woman will push you to do things that you don't want to do.
They'll make you get uncomfortable for the sake of moving forward and moving upward. Absolutely.
And like, absolutely. And like your brain has to start thinking differently, and you're in all these like scenarios.
Where you're forced to think differently.
You have to, yeah.
Absolutely.
And out of nowhere, you start getting comfortable. It's crazy.
Yeah. But I think it's worked out really well for the betterment of everything that you've been doing, you know? And it's like, it's crazy. Like the moves that have been made, man, even in the last 24 months since my joining, like everything's been on the up and up, and it's super sick. I mean, look, we're fucking sitting here like two dinguses. God damn it, really? Who did that?
is that you?
Oh my God, what does that say? Is that like, bro, if I had a quarter.
That's a great.
No, listen to me. Dude, if I had a fucking quarter for every time somebody said that to me, you know who you really? Look like? Cody, dude. From the time I was like fucking 19 when I first grew my hair out, oh, I would never have to tour. I could have retired fucking eons ago, dude, and just lived off the fucking fat of the land, dude. That's the person that I get told the most, more than anything on the fucking planet. People were like, oh, he looks like fucking Claudio from Coheed and Cambria. And at a certain point, it used to offend me. And then I just got to a point where I was like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. I'm like, yeah, I guess. You, man. You know what I mean? I get him. And when I had my hair short before I grew back out this last go around, I would get Sal Vulcano from fucking Impractical Jokers. And honestly, some people have pulled up some really good photos of him where I'm like, fuck, I kind of do look like that guy.
Get him up, Jay.
He's on, dude. He's
show the live crowd.
Right there, dude.
If you cut your hair, yeah.
Well, he also doesn't have a beard, though. He does have, like, kind of, you know what I mean? Right now I have a fucking beard and a stash. I think, there you go.
Okay, if you quit Suicide Silence...
And got a respectable fucking job. Yeah, that's exactly what I would look like.
That would be you. And like all like the stress would just leave your face. I think that will be you 100%.
Well, he looks like a pretty happy guy to me, dude. You know what I mean?
The complete opposite. Oh my goodness.
Holy shit. There you go. Look, that's kind of fucking crazy.
Hmm. As long as I've known you, I've never once thought that you looked like the singer and guitar player for Coheed and Cambria. I never once thought that.
Well, also, shit. I don't have it on here. I have to find it later. But the first time that I grew my hair out, this was, by the way, because we're old as fuck. This was in 2006, 2007. I was only like 2 or 3 years out of high school. I didn't know what an undercut was, and my hair is thick, so I had all the side hair too, and it looked exactly like him. Like it was fucking bad, dude. I couldn't like. If I tried to put a fucking hat on, dude, I'd never forget it. I went to go buy a Dodgers hat so I can go to the Dodgers game, and I had so much hair and it was so thick. The little Asian lady at the store was like, I was trying to buy a fitted hat, like one of the nice new era ones. And she goes, oh no. She goes, your head size is way too big. You have to wear 8.5, which was like the fucking biggest size they make of fitted hats. And I felt like such a fucking dipshit, I bought the hat, and sure enough, dude, my hair was so thick that, like, I put it on, and it would fit snug still.
Wow.
And they were, like, stretch fit. Hmm. Like, yeah. You know, I've got an undercut now. I, you know, keep it clean on the fucking sides, and, you know. So now I don't get it quite often anymore, but...
That might have been it, dude. It might have been it.
And it's way more comfortable to sleep on tour without all that hair on the sides.
Dude, most of the time, long hair fucking sucks, dude.
It's the fucking worst.
That's how you know when the artist or band person is dedicated. When they cut off their hair, I really question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, no, it's true. Take it from two dudes right here that have long hair. Dude, this shit fucking sucks. It's only cool for the hour that you're on stage. Having it after that, dude, I mean, we both put it up in a fucking bun the moment we get off stage.
It's really only for headbanging.
That's it, dude. I don't like walking around with this shit. It's such a pain in the ass. I spend way more money on hair care products than I ever used to, you know what I mean?
Dude, shower time alone. Oh, shower time alone,
up,
dude.
Doubles up instantly. I'm in the house killing the fucking hot water, dude, always. Because I'm just like, God, I got to brush my shit out, get the tangles out. I also have curly hair, which is terrible, so. But yeah, it's
the water bill, the time. You got to jack off faster, so you can't even enjoy that.
Because I know, dude.
You got to wash your hair.
That's it, dude. Well, let's just go Metallica Load Era, dude, and just cut it all off, dude. It's time. Let's just shave it all off.
I think we already did that 2 years ago, and we lost all our money. Dude, well, you know what we should have did during the subtitle area? We should have all cut our hair. It
would have made perfect sense. Yeah,
we should have had the record, and we all cut our hair, and then you start over.
Yep.
Because that's what they did. Kurt regrew out his hair.
Yep.
Damn. I fucked up.
See, we should have taken a ticket out of that fucking Metallica notebook, dude. I mean, I know that was before my time, but, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Dude, if you think you walk into a mess now, that was a fucking mess. Whenever I need music gear, I always go to Sweetwater.com. If it's mics, headphones, or studio and recording gear, Sweetwater has you covered. Next time you need any music gear, support the podcast by using the link in the description and comment section below. Use EMG pickups because they help you get the heaviest tone possible. Head over to emgpickups.com and use my promo code HEAVY at checkout and get 15% off. And then once you write the heaviest song of all time, head over to distrokid.com/VIP/Garza and save 30% off your membership to get all your songs on all streaming platforms. And now to the heaviest podcast of all time.
I mean, I was kind of there for some of that at the beginning because I was helping Alex out and stuff, gear down there and whatnot. And I mean, like I said, I know it wasn't a great time in general, you know, mentally for anybody, but yeah. But look, dude, all that aside, I mean, look, we're in the second week of 2024, dude.
Feels good.
It's kind of crazy.
I haven't been happier in my whole life.
Honestly, it's sick. It's super sick to be here, and you know, everything is still on the up and up, dude. People give a shit. We're writing fucking music. We're having a good fucking time. I mean, same. I'm stoked. I'm happy. I just got a new electronic drum kit that I just busted out at home. And
how is it?
It's insane. So insane.
What's the kit again?
It's a Roland. It's a Roland VAD 307, which is like it's a real, real, real nice kit. Sounds real, real good. I mean, it got built today, and so I've only been toying with it for about an hour total, and I already built a kit inside of the module that's like SUI approved. Like, I'll have you come over to the crib and listen to it in headphones. It sounds fucking crazy. Like,
it's the VAD.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one right there.
It's VAD 7.
That's it. Right there. Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's
clean.
That Big John right there, dude, that thing is sick.
That is fucking clean, dude.
And it takes up such a small footprint, dude. Like, when we get the other one in here, it's going to fit perfect. Like, it's sick, and it sounds really good.
Whoa. What sucks about this kit is that it's so sought after, so we couldn't find a deal. We had to fucking get full price, but Josie did.
Yeah, Josie did take care of us, though. He did. He got a couple some extras thrown on top of that.
Dude, you need a little carpet.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Gotta get a little rug.
You see, that guy has a little rug.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's sick, dude.
We'll hit up fucking Amazon and just, you know,
throw Amazon something down. Has the best rugs. I was just there today looking at big ass rugs.
Our drum rug that I've been using on tour for the last 2 years is literally a fucking Amazon carpet.
I don't approve Amazon at all, but they have great rugs.
Yeah, for cheap.
Yeah. I try not to use Amazon because I just feel bad when it's just so much trash. It's just all this packaging, like, you know, and then you have like this, because when you start getting older, you start thinking about, you know, trash and the environment and all
that stuff.
You
start caring about those things, dude.
You start caring about stuff. You're like, shit, what am I going to do with all these boxes, man? It's a fucking, where does, how about, Jay, look up, where do Amazon boxes go? From the trash. I think we'll get
I bet that's going to be a fucking horrible answer, dude.
Let's find out. The hell is this?
The life cycle of a box. Is this for real?
Go on Google.
Oh, shit.
The fuck is that?
One of those Amazon boxes.
Cardboard boxes.
Boxes are recyclable in most curbside recycling programs. I mean, yeah. But let's also be real, dude. The amount of people that don't throw those boxes in the fucking trash is astronomical, dude. Like, I mean, shit, dude, I'm guilty of it. Like, anytime stuff gets shipped to the house, you know, like, you know, Amazon stuff or whatever. And we don't have like a recycling service at the condo. Everything just goes in one of the big bins, like the dumpsters. And so they come pick all that stuff up and like, we can't leave stuff outside of it. Cause I tried one time, like when I was still working for Ginger and like Vlad's kit came in, that thing came, you know, it was a big Thomas Dar kit and all those shells come boxed individually because they're really nice. So there was like it's five, trash, six boxes dude. Of really thick, like heavy cardboard.
Yeah.
That I mean, like even breaking them down flat, they were still like fucking this, like they were huge. Oh, so gosh. I tried to like stick them outside the dumpster and hope someone would be like, oh, these are good boxes. I could take them or like do something else with them. And my fucking HOA fined me for not throwing them in the fucking trash. Like literally, I got like a notice in my mailbox. It was like, oh, we noticed you left these boxes outside of the receptacle or whatever. And I'm just like, can't somebody recycle these things? Like they don't even fit in the fucking dumpster. They're huge, you know? But yeah. Like it's kind of fucking nuts. Like the only thing that they'll take in recycling at the place where I live is like bottles or, you know, plastic or aluminum.
Yeah. They're not very clear what you could recycle or not.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I actually go to my spot in Corona
do you have like a recycle center type of thing?
Yeah, it's cool. Over here, I'm just downing monsters. Those cans fucking add up, dude. And I have like, before you know it, you have a fucking a trash bag full.
Oh, I've seen the bag at the garage, dude. Like after. Yeah.
and then the Heinekens.
Yep.
My lady's bringing over these alcohol monster drinks that are great.
Those things are fucking crazy, dude.
Really good. So you had this bag and you just take them over to the thing that's called Six Pack. Something and dude, you get like a bag. It's like I'll get like $5.
Damn.
Give them some glass and it's like, dude, it's $5. It's a drink.
Yeah, that's another six pack, dude.
that's when I say, yeah, I get paid for drinking. Dude,
that's that real California redemption value, dude. Just fucking,
dude, totally, dude, totally, man. But it's not very clear what you can and cannot recycle.
Yeah, so I feel like it's different in a lot of fucking places. And it changes kind of like, I wouldn't say frequently, but like, you know, yeah, some places like, oh, we don't take that anymore, or we'll take that, but not this type of thing. And you're like, oh, all right. Like, it's so weird. Like, I know there's recycle centers that won't take steel cans.
Mm.
Like, you know, like canned foods type of thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, no, just throw that in the trash. We don't take that. Only aluminum and plastic. And I'm just like, okay. Like, all right. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Strange.
Fuck them, dude.
In the garbage it goes, dude.
Dude, we're fucking live, man. It's weird.
It is, right? Hey, no, listen. I think this is actually going better than I anticipated, to be honest.
What?
I don't like being in front of the camera. It fucking freaks me out.
Why?
I don't know. I think I just get in my own head. I feel like I start babbling on about shit and, you know what I mean?
What are you thinking about?
What am I thinking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, dude.
Besides asses.
Damn, see what I mean? Scarza knows me way too fucking well, dude. I don't know. I've been still pretty chuffed and laughing at this whole fucking Sang with Sugar Bug, Ronnie Radke thing, dude. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, my goodness, dude. First of all, I love it.
Oh, dude, this is the most entertaining week on the internet. We're only fucking 2 weeks into the new year, dude. And the last 3 days have been ridiculous, dude. I've never sat around and refreshed my phone so many times, dude, just to fucking see who's posting what next, dude. It's so fucking ridiculous.
So what? What started it? Like, what?
I think there was like some weird, like, some fucking like Twitter discourse over a guitar that like Machine Gun Kelly put out. That's shaped like a razor blade or something like that.
Yeah.
Like I guess fucking people, like everybody just like lost their fucking minds about it. They were like, oh, this is, you know, promoting self-harm and shit and whatnot.
Listen,
and don't get me wrong. Everyone's entitled to their own fucking opinion, dude. But even like I saw it and I was like, yeah, I'm staying away from this because I know this is going to fucking stir a dumbass pot that's just is going to bring the absolute fucking incels out. And sure enough, dude, Twitter did not disappoint, dude. Like, yeah, that fucking thing right there.
First of all, let's shout out Kelly. He's a cool guy. He is. And this guitar might be the best guitar ever made. What's so funny?
I don't know, dude.
Why are you laughing about that?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just like, I'm getting a fucking chuckle out of the fucking guitar, dude. I mean, there's so many ridiculous. Look at what the fuck is that? Gumball machine, guitar, dude. Like
focused.
You know what I mean? Okay,
I wonder what. Oh, Jay, come on, man.
Oh, why don't you have that, Garza?
No.
Oh, you know what? He needs the pizza one, guys. Pull up the goddamn pizza fucking guitar, dude.
No. So go. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Jay, we're trying to stay focused here, man.
My bad.
Okay. But I wonder if that's what he genuinely wanted to do, or if he knew that was going to get a reaction. If he even cares.
Same. So that's, you know,
it's a fucking razor.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sick. Fuck it.
Somebody made, at least what I thought was somewhat of a mildly interesting point. They were like, oh, you know, they were giving him guff for having a fucking guitar that shaped like a razor blade. But somebody was like, oh, yeah, you know, when fucking Dimebag was selling necklaces with fucking razor blades on it, nobody was fucking losing their mind then, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And somebody was like, well, yeah, because when he was wearing it as a razor blade, he was using it to chop up cocaine and shit and whatnot. Like, they made some crazy, like, moot point. And I was just like,
sure.
All right, you know what I mean? It's, to me, I think
there's some ugly guitars out there, and if it was anybody else, people won't say shit. Kelly's just an easy target, I think. For sure.
I think he's all bullshit. I agree. I mean, Jesus Christ.
So a band,
$1,500?
So $1,500? Holy shit.
Yeah. Basically, there was discourse over that, and
So there was a few people that made a comment. First of all, whoever made a comment about this promoting self-harm, we need to start discarding all these kind of comments, because it just pollutes the whole scene into
absolutely.
But I think someone just said like that it looks like shit, and then I think that's when Ronnie stepped in.
Yeah, the pot got fucking stirred, and to be completely honest, I don't know how Devin got involved, or what started the correspondence between the two, because I definitely like came into it late in the day, like that I guess it started happening, and so I didn't like trail all the way back to where it fucking started, because by that point, dude, there was so many like Twitter replies and reposts and all kinds of shit happening.
Yeah.
I was just in bed fucking crying, fucking laughing, dude.
It was funny.
Honestly, bro, like the Bog Boys are fucking king trolls, dude. Like they can talk shit, dude. You know what I mean? Like they dish it out, and it was hilarious. I thought it was fucking hilarious, dude. Like I didn't want it to end. It kind of like, you know, it since has fucking simmered off or whatever, but it's a cool fucking 48 hours on the internet of just people fucking being absolute maniacs.
I want to see more of it, not just from them, but you can say whatever you want about Ronnie, but he's always spoke his mind regardless of your opinion of him. And you got to respect someone that in such a climate will speak his mind, play the music he wants.
I mean, he does whatever he wants,
and is not scared of being canceled. And then he's good friends with Alex Terrible, which I love Alex as well. So they are, if you like it or not, they are promoting like, hey, speak your mind and play like the music you want.
Yeah, yeah. And I think in a lot of instances that's become, I don't know, like taboo or like unpopular by some people's fucking standards or whatever have you. And it's just like, I like at the end of the fucking day, I'm not knocking anybody, dude. I'm just like, yo, do whatever makes you fucking happy, man. Like just be at its core, just be a good human being. Be a good fucking person, dude. I genuinely don't believe that it's that difficult to fucking not be a total fucking piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like, do I think some people can misinterpret what certain people say or do? Yes, that happens a lot these days, for sure. And I think that there's also a lot of just like conflicting ideals, and you know, people not being able to agree to disagree, and that's a fucking huge problem too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like you can't meet people are so fucking ready to just jump the fucking gun and not meet someone first as a human being, and like get the full story, and instead be like, well, fuck it. You're a piece of shit because of this. Okay, cool. You're a piece of shit because of this type of thing. And it's like,
when in reality, we're all pieces of shit. Let's just be a piece of shit.
You peel all the fucking layers away, dude. What's left? You know what I mean? But like I said, it's like I don't get in the fucking mix. I'm here for the good times and the laughs, dude. I love all the fucking boys, dude. And
a couple things. I back Devin and I back Ronnie and I back Alex. One, because I just appreciate people that are just, Because it's really hard to explain behind-the-scenes stuff.
For sure.
Especially, I mean, if you think about it, we're probably the only people in bands talking about this.
Yeah.
And that's an issue. I don't want to be in a spot. But yeah. I think it's sad that people that aren't in bands are speaking on it. Just behind-the-scenes kind of stuff, like, bands are concerned, like, be nice to this person so I could tour their band.
Yeah.
And the fact that the bot can go out and just talk shit and is not speak their opinion but not be afraid of the consequences. And that's sick.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's sick. That's and fucking sick.
I do believe there should be more of that in a lot of respects and shit like that. Like not necessarily having to go out and talk shit, but just like, dude, doing what you fucking want, man. Like, you know what I mean? You know, I do believe there's like, I definitely believe there's like shit you shouldn't do. Just again, with keeping in line with being a fucking good, decent human being, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But I mean, yeah, dude, fucking do what makes you fucking happy, man. Like, and those dudes love to fucking talk shit and make memes and shit. And like I said, I'm
so good.
It's fucking insane, dude. What a crazy fucking
dude. Out of Devin, I will not fight him. At all.
Devin's terrifying. He's the nicest cat, dude. Like, you know, we fucking hung all of Chaos Car. He's the nicest cat.
He's a great dude, and I will not fight Ronnie either. People like to put you in a corner if you're in a certain style of band without knowing the person at all.
For sure.
If you, for one second, think that Ronnie is a bitch, you're an idiot.
But, you know, that's...
You are an idiot.
That's what fucking... That's what people will do. I mean, that's why there's so much back and forth. I mean, East, dude, I don't know how early into it, like, you saw, like, people start posting and shit. But, I mean, dude, people were like, yo, let's make this thing happen for real, dude. Like, fucking, you know, donate money to fucking charity. And I was just like, damn, that would be fucking crazy to see, dude. Like, holy shit, I'd go to that just to see it. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be fucking wild, man. But, yeah, that was definitely, when you asked me what I was thinking, I'm like, man, I've been thinking about that for the last day or two because it was just insane. And you know, people lost their fucking minds over it.
So good, dude.
So fucking good.
I would love to see more of it. You know, maybe not from them too, but just people just speak.
You know how things are these days, dude. We're gonna see more of it. Give it another fucking week. Some other fucking band dudes are gonna lose their fucking mind, talk shit about each other, and it'll turn into a fucking Twitter beef too. It's almost like, I almost feel like in some instances, they're starting to take the fucking a page out of the hip hop fucking beef book, dude. It just catapults their fucking bands, dude.
That fucking time. Oh,
it's true.
Wait. Real quick. This is in my notes. The Bog, you are geniuses because they just announced their fucking tour.
Literally, dude.
That's sick as fuck.
And if you look at if you look at the fucking reach like their posts have gotten, dude, they're fucking smashing. You know what I mean?
Good, like, dude. Good for them.
That's what I love them. Love them. I bet that tour is going to be fucking sick. You know what I mean? I mean, I know it's going to be sick. But that kind of thing I think will always continue happening as long as people are above ground and breathing and have something to disagree about. Mm-hmm. Somebody will find some way to turn it into a fucking online beef or some fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? And I'll be here to fucking just laugh because it's fucking hilarious, dude. And like, you know,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
is too far too far? I mean, like, what is too far? And I actually thought about that today because it's not like a UFC fight where like, okay, we're gonna talk shit. Some of us are gonna cross the line like a Kobe or something. Like, some people do cross the line, but in the end, they can legally fight. If it's something like this, I think there is a line of something that you can't say.
For sure.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
Because you're at a point where you're not beefing. You're saying things that you can't take it back. And that's probably my only stance on it. Because if you say something, if you call someone this, you can't take that back. So as long as you're cool with not taking that back, then I guess.
Yeah. As the kids say, what is it this day? Standing on business? Is that the
what does that mean?
I think that's the cool phrase. It's like fucking basically like somebody handling their shit, like being like, yeah, I'm about it. You know?
Dude.
Yeah. Celebrity deathmatch.
I've been talking
They need
about,
to bring that shit back
I've
too.
I've been
dude.
Talking about celebrity deathmatch for a while. What a great fucking show that
dude,
was.
With all the fucking Twitter beefs and discourse over the fucking last year or so, they could fill an entire season of this shit, dude. And it would be mad entertaining.
Well, what was the first one? It was Marilyn Manson versus
my God.
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, sick. Dude. That was
you remember that
epic.
Shit?
That's how I heard of Manson when I was like, what? Like, what song is that?
Yeah.
Beautiful People. I was like, yep. What song is that? Shit. And that's how I found out about
God
Manson.
Damn, dude. What year did that show come on the air?
Yeah, Jay, type in what year this came out.
I'm about to be
ago.
So bummed out, dude.
It was a while ago, dude. Let's see.
God. 98. No.
It was 98.
Holy fuck, dude. Damn.
Oh man! Oh yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was happening. Korn was just listening to Korn. Just
oh, damn, dude. 98.
Celebrity
Where the fuck did the time
out.
Go, dude?
Shout out, dude. How many seasons?
That's insane.
How many seasons did the show have? I know. I mean, it had quite a few.
Six. Holy shit!
Six, okay.
Damn! All the way up to 2007.
That's a good run.
That's fucking crazy.
98, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, little break, 2006.
What an era, dude. That was a fucking...
That is an era. That is a fucking sick show, dude. I gotta rewatch this, get high and
wasn't,
watch it.
Wasn't there... Didn't they have a... was there a Korn Limp Bizkit one?
Should be.
I feel like there was. I feel like there was a John Davis, Fred Durst one or something like
who
that.
Who would our celebrity deathmatch be against? Like
ours?
Like no, like Suicide Sounds versus.
I mean, I don't know.
Jared Dines or something.
Like, who would yeah, maybe the fucking Teehee episode. I'm sure people would fucking lose their minds.
Who would it be against? I guess we haven't had our beef yet. It's coming.
That's the next step in the career, dude.
Dude.
Just having a crazy fucking
beef.
I mean,
dude, we've done everything else.
It's true, yeah. Fucking
sidelined
your career, put out the album nobody liked, fucking changed
your career.
You know what I mean?
We had a sidelined career. Oh, my goodness. We were on a bench for a while. No, we weren't on a bench. We were just sidelined, dude. It was fucking...
You guys inadvertently went down to, like, the AAA league to, like, you know, practice and warm up and, like, you know, get better at your craft and then came back fucking... strong, you know what I mean? I got the rare opportunity to watch from the fucking sidelines because I wasn't in the band yet, you know what I mean? Like, dude, you know, that's what I'm saying. I can't always comment on all that because I wasn't, you know, in the mix essentially, you know what I mean? I was on the outside looking in because I was friends with everyone and like watching things change and happen and whatnot, but like, mm-hmm. you know, even. You know, I guess kind of like fucking coming back into like present day or whatever. It's like, yeah, dude, you guys, And band really had a fucking strong comeback, and I'm real fucking stoked to like have been a part of that shit. And you know, yeah, you're really right, dude. We've pretty much done everything minus like the big fucking beef, dude. Like, you know what I mean?
I think we should beef with like the younger bands.
Jesus, who would we? Not to sound like that guy either. I mean, we're kind of fucking cool with everyone, dude. Like who? Like I don't even know who I'd want to start a beef with. Like if that was the thing. Like
I'm gonna turn into an asshole again. I've been talking about this for a while. I'm ready to just turn back to an asshole. I'm trying. But it comes out though.
I know
it comes out. But it's always deserved.
It's warranted, yeah, 100%.
However, people tell me, like, people shouldn't see you be that way. It should be someone else doing that. I was like, yeah, but, oh, fuck.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, dude, even, you know, the few times that I've seen it since I've been around, it was definitely warranted. And you weren't the only person that felt that way either. I was like... Okay. You know what I mean? You were just, and you know, like I said, yeah, a couple times it happened on stage with people, you know, who we're not going to fucking name drop or whatever, but you were just like, you know what I mean? And like, I mean, dude, I'll vouch for fucking Garza. He is a very nice gentleman, but I've also seen Garza be a fucking bulldog when he needs to fucking be, you know? And I think some people would mistake that as you being a fucking asshole. I don't think that's you being an asshole. I think that's you asserting your fucking dominance and being like, hey, please fucking understand. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not your time right now. Fucking get out of here type of thing, you know? And, you know, same thing. And you've said it. You have to protect your peace
and your
core group around you. You know, you got to be very careful of who you let in, who you don't let in, because it is fucking true. And you know, we've said it forever. It's, you know, when things are going well and things are looking up, people come out of the fucking woodworks with their hands open. You know what I mean? And those are the kind of people you got to be like, oh, you kind of have to be an asshole to them. You know, maybe not like rude, but it's just being like, hey, you know what? I'm good, you know, type of thing. And that's what I'm talking. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And in fact, I'm for it. I'm 100% for it. It keeps shit running smoothly.
Yeah, no one wanted to be on a guest list when we were playing a slide bar in front of nobody.
Uh-huh.
Only the real friends came out.
Uh-huh. But when we were playing fucking House of Blues 2 years in a row fucking sold out, we got people hitting us up the fucking day of, hey, do you think I can get a fucking, you know... A guest list plus fucking 7? Like, what the fuck? We're... No. You know what I mean? Like...
It's so weird, dude. I honestly struggle not getting... It's not... What's the word? It's not bitter. It's, I don't know the word. I don't know, like... It's not bitter. But, like, you just remember where... You can't... Your natural instinct and your feelings and your mind just goes to the time... where you had nothing, and you know exactly who was there and who wasn't.
So, oh, it's, yeah, bitter's not the word. I mean, I guess in a sense you probably could throw that term around. It's just more of a, it's more of like an irritation. You're thinking back to a time when these same fucking people were nowhere to be fucking found when your chips were down, and now all of a sudden they're looking for fucking handouts. That's irritating. That's 100% what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the human nature in you is to fucking turn around and want to be kind of a fucking dick back to him for being like, okay, cool. Well, you know, where were you when we were fucking struggling? You didn't fucking care then. And now that we're doing fucking well, now you want to come hang out and fucking rub elbows with everyone in the band and be backstage. That's irritating. Super fucking irritating. I'd be like, no. You know what I mean?
No.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that. You're 100% in the right for being that fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And those are 100% the same people that are going to turn around and tell all their friends what a fucking prick you were because you didn't want to put them on the guest list. Those people don't fucking matter. Who gives a shit?
No.
You know? Huh.
If you really think about the people in your life, there's only like a few that matter.
Yeah, and the older you get, the fewer there are, dude. And that's the way I like it.
It's crazy, man.
Absolutely.
If you were... If there's a shout out to Blacken Hellrager.
Can you get Ben Weinman on the show, guys?
Appreciate that. First tip. If you could choose, do you know off the top of your hand, like five people, can you name like your closest circle?
My closest circle?
Whew. And if it's less or more than five, you could probably name it off pretty easily. Like once you start going, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is it?
shit. I mean, definitely my my OGs, all the guys from my from like not yeah, I guess about like my high school gang, like my, you know, my old guitar player Julio. Mm-hmm. He's an OG, always, forever. David, Jose, my brother Chris, because he, you know, I mean, I get that he's family, but still, we came up in a band together, and he really, he, I mean, really, I kind of have him to thank for pulling me into a band when I was like fucking 13 or 14, dude. Mm-hmm. They literally got rid of a drummer who was closer to their age, because my brother's 5 or 6 years older than I am. And got rid of their drummer, and like he basically was like, "Hey, my little brother can fucking play this shit, and we won't have a flaky drummer."
Yeah.
So that core group right there, and I mean, man, yeah, there definitely is. I guess more than 5 or 6, but it's not a bad thing. They're all people that are very like near and dear to my heart. I mean, dude, and I know obviously it might even sound weird too, but like you guys as a fucking group, you guys have welcomed me in to something that's already been going for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we kind of touched on it last time. You never made me fucking feel not welcome or like, you know, hey, like don't keep this too close to your chest because this is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause I know there are people that would do that kind of thing depending on, you know, whatever, who, you know, whatever group. But, yeah, dude, it's kind of funny. I was actually talking about it with someone earlier. It's like, damn, it's kind of nuts, dude, how close you and I have gotten. Mm-hmm. Especially like coming into things, like, you know, he was talking about earlier, like when we sat down and he asked me to fucking join the band, and he basically was like, "I don't like the way you play drums. You need to change the way you play drums." I was like, "Damn, I'm gonna be in a band with this guy fucking hates me, dude, like what?" And I know it wasn't like he didn't mean it that way, but it's been kind of fucking tight to, like, I guess put my walls down and let some deserving fucking people. Because I am also a very, like, for as outgoing as I am, and, you know, people always see me out in public and shit with, like, hanging out with other, you know, people. I have tons of acquaintances and tons of good friends around me.
Mm-hmm.
But my, like, you know, my OGs, my day ones, that circle is very small and will always stay that way. It just works better that way. And yeah, you're definitely one of those. And the guys in the band are too. Like, you know what I mean? It's tight that we can, like, sit down and hash it. Yeah, 100%. And it's very tight. And I love that. I don't ever feel like I can't come to one of you guys or vice versa, you know, and have a fucking heart-to-heart conversation about something serious, whether it's band-related, personal-related. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because that's also, like, a touchy thing for me, too. I don't like to get too, you know, personal with people that I don't trust well enough to be like, hey, I'm trusting you with, you know, very personal, sensitive information, you know.
Yeah.
Don't make me look like a fucking fool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, and I think, like, with anybody, dude, the older you get, that circle tends to fucking shrink, dude. You know, and I think it's just a natural progression, you know what I mean? People start to, I don't want to say fall off, but you kind of, you know, you really start peeling away the fucking layers. And, you know, the older you get, you encounter struggles and shit, and you really see who's there when the cards are down, dude. You really fucking know who's there for you when shit is not going well, dude. And there's quite a few people that I realized during those fucking times that I'm like, these people are not my friends, not here for me that way. You know what I mean? And you know what? Nothing against them. I don't hate any of them. I don't wish them any fucking ill will. Nothing like that. It's just, hey, you know what? When you start looking at things at the bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
you can kind of tell who's just there for the free shit. Who's there for the good times, basically. Like, hey, I want to be along for the cool stuff. But, you know, the moment something's not going right, poof, they disappear.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think I think anyone that's in this kind of position in a band or whatever knows people like that. You know what I mean? So.
It's true.
Yeah.
Especially when you have ups and downs and ups and downs.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. That's like the proving ground. That really fucking shows who's in this shit for the long haul. Like, who's really a fucking OG, who's really down for you, you know, whether you're fucking doing well or not. You know what
it's
I mean?
True.
Yeah.
It's great, man. It's emotionally and mentally harder, but the reward is more. Is you could have a hired gun, maybe make a little bit more cash, but for us, I mean, that watered down the music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if we invest time into a person and let them be themselves, which would take a while, there'll be growing pains on both sides. Because then you're bringing someone in that you're learning how to work together. It's not like, it's like, how do I work with Garza? It's like, no, it's how do we work together and figure out the dynamic and then create a new dynamic.
That right there.
You know?
That. And yeah, I think it's been pretty fucking not only like awesome, but also like very inspiring to ourselves. Like, dude, like anytime, you know, we get on stage together, you know, play a show or go to a show or do something, even just sit down and have a conversation like this. I look for the inspiration in anything, whether it be a conversation, a show we went to go see, or we had a particularly tight night on stage where I'm like, damn, fuck yeah, like we're smashing right now type of thing. All that shit inspires me to just be like, damn, to just keep the energy and the steam and everything fucking going, dude. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm particularly giddy today because I got that kit set up now because I haven't been able to practice at home in fucking months because, you know, I live in a fucking condo and I can't play my live drums there, obviously. So this is sick. Like, it honestly changed my whole mood today. Like, being able to just, like, get up, sit down and start fucking jamming. Like, I was like, damn, this is tight. I haven't felt that way in a while. You know what I mean? It's like, got YouTube, you heard it here first, dude. When we go to sit down and start fucking writing for the next record,
and it took you,
kids are gonna be fucking terrified.
And this is for allowing someone else to become themselves, is a thing. It took you a while to really come into the band. Like, it took you like to really understand like what the band is and what like songwriting is.
Yeah,
and then find your own place in it. Because now you're saying things that I always had up thought in my head, but now you're naturally saying it. Like you understand there's like a creative, trying to get creative. It's not about this fucking guy. He would our demos for the last record, they weren't even mixed. You can all you hear is kick and snare, blasting doubles, and he's like, dude, this song rips. It's like you can't even hear anything. All you hear is drums.
The quality was so good, dude.
Oh like, my goodness.
MacBook's hanging in there.
but you know what, dude? It got you to here and got me here and got the whole band here.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. And yeah,
And that's two records. It took you two records to get really like some kind of footing,
that's
huh?
That's true. I kind of forget about that. Too. It's like, damn, yeah, that is kind of fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn. Like, I know I did that record, but I kind of forget sometimes. Like, oh, yeah, this is already my second crack at it.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
and you know what they say.
Third time's a charm, dude. Yeah. Trust me, dude. I'm
or it could be a third time's a flop. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, we are no stranger to flops.
Flop a second time, dude? No fucking way,
dude.
We
are no strangers.
No shot, dude. It's not happening. I'm going to make sure of it.
Well, you are the worst drummer at deathcore.
But somehow it just fucking works phenomenal for this fucking band. You know?
That's
you know
how you
mean?
Got the gig. I'm like, who is the worst drummer in deathcore? And people said,
landed on me, dude.
Ernie. It's Alex and Ernie. And sure enough,
they did a poll, dude. They did an Instagram poll.
You fucking did not disappoint, dude. You did not disappoint. I'm proud of you.
I just came in and give the most mediocre performance of all time, dude. Killing it.
Worst drummer of all time, dude. It's you.
You know what I mean?
But it's perfect for us.
It facilitates what we need to get done, you know?
You could talk shit about Lars all you want, but
never
that fucking style, him and that mind, that creative mind. You can't fuck with it.
It's true. I think it's also. I mean, and everyone knows this shit, dude. It's always been like. It became cool to hate on fucking Lars, dude.
So stupid.
He's in Metallica. I mean, dare I say. He kind of is Metallica, you know what I mean? Like, really,
the
like,
mind, dude.
Yeah, you know,
the mind.
And believe me, dude, a guy like Lars doesn't give a fuck if you think he's a trash drummer, dude. He don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, you could say all you want about him all day. All he has to do is go, "I'm in Metallica." Doesn't fucking matter, dude.
So fucking sick. Dude.
Nothing else matters. That's right.
So fucking sick, dude. Imagine being in that fucking band.
That's I mean, dude, so remember when like he got like when he got sick and he had fucking like Joey filled in for him, I think at Download Festival.
That's epic.
Imagine what that shit must have been like for Joey to be like, damn, I filled in for fucking Lars. like on like a moment's fucking notice too, which is crazy. That's insane, dude.
It's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
It's
like,
nuts.
Like, that's such a crazy opportunity. Like, if somebody, like, ran up to me, like, at Hellfest when we played with Metallica, and they were like, hey, Lars broke his fucking foot. Do you want to fucking fill in? I'd be like, see ya. I'm fucking out of here, dude. I'm going to go fill in for Metallica, dude.
It's like, well, you just so happen to talk to the worst drummer in metal. Yeah.
Psych, I coming right up, dude.
They will go straight to you for sure. For fucking sure, dude. Guess before we wrap this up, we could go in the chat, answer one or two questions, and
let's do that.
Call it a day. So if we have any questions, we'll answer one or two. Call it a day. This is our first fucking live stream, dude. Holy shit. Holy fuck.
What is fucking going on, dude?
Was there like a lot of comments or something?
Oh.
Thank you. Well, so far there's no kinks. Well, not.
I mean, yeah.
Well, not yet anyway. It's always something, dude. It's always something.
All right, let's see here. What do we got going on?
It's a... Oh, wait. It needs to load or what? Top chat or is it newest? Can you do newest in chat or no?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Looks like it cuts off after a while. That's fine. As long as we see what's new, that's fine. Really?
Oh, yeah. He's fucking just being disrespectful, talking shit about Mitch, being a fucking idiot.
Oh, sick.
The internet, dude. The internet never fucking fails.
Oh, dude. Actually, before we answer a question, there was definitely a switch this week with the podcast. A switch.
Oh.
Where, I'm not really in the comments, really, but I'll poke in and see if this shit's going good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been saying this for a while. I'm like, this is the fun part. Everything's all nice and positive. Everything's all so cool. It's starting to switch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The more people, when it starts to get like a lot of people commenting and viewing, now I'm seeing your band sucks, Scars as a Clown. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I am officially out unless you join the... memberships.
Look at that, dude. Have Raymond Herrera on the podcast. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, after Juan from Brujeria was here, yeah, people were asking for the classic OG lineup.
Damn.
Wait, can you zoom in?
Yeah, I was going to say it was like a little bit bigger a second ago just so we can kind of see what's... There you go.
I do have perfect eyesight. That's one thing that God has blessed me with.
Is it better than 2020?
Let's see. When is the next... Okay, Knocker 420. There we go. When is the next Suicide Silence tour?
Ah.
Well,
in a couple weeks.
A few weeks.
Huh?
Yeah, a few weeks. We're going to...
over the pond.
We're going over a lot of water to a tour with Lionheart in Europe. There's also Paleface and Kublai Khan.
Yeah.
That's going to be sick. That'll be February
10th.
14th or 10th?
10th through March 8th or 9th.
No, we fly in on the 10th.
Oh, that's right. The first show's the 12th.
Yeah. And that's going to be a sick tour. And after that, we're not touring for a long time. I would like to let the body heal. Maybe write some tunes or something, but I'm done touring. And you'll see why soon.
Oh yeah!
Oh shit! You'll see why very soon. Future dream interviews. The dream interview. Okay, last question. Ooh. Two. I have two dreams.
Eddie's in here. He said we're both shot, dude.
Oh my goodness. BG133. It's all good. People are people. It's fine. So I have a top two. One is obviously Monkey. That conversation has to happen.
It's going. It's going to.
I'm patient, but I think he just holds. I know I could bring the best out of him. In turn, he'll bring the best out of me. So that's a vibe I could take to future guests.
Yeah, for sure.
I know I won't get to the next level until that happens. So I'm patient, but I just know I feel what could happen to my skills.
Oh yeah.
After that, because I'll bring the best out of him, and he'll bring the best out of me.
And then you got to get him to fucking sign that thing one more time, dude.
Again, sign again,
dude. Why, for updated 2024, dude.
That'd be sick.
Up on the headstock.
That'd be fucking cool. Shout out, monkey. Yeah, there it is. Can you get it, Zach? Fuck yeah. Boom, there it is.
All right, and then who's the other one?
I want Ronnie. I'm just curious. I'm curious, and I think no one... For one, I'm an idiot, and I think no one's really listened to him talk. Because people in general don't listen to people when they're talking. I think he needs. I would love to sit down with them
and just have a fucking normal conversation and see what happens type of thing. Yeah.
I'm just curious. I see a good guy in him, and I'm just curious.
If you had to squeeze a third one in there, I know you got another one, dude. I know you got a third one, dude. Don't fucking lie to me, dude.
I want to get Cold Chamber in here. Cold Chamber.
Oh, shit, huh?
God, that'd be sick.
I don't know why I thought you already had.
Meeks was here.
That's why Meeks was
episode 12.
Fuck, he was early on.
Yeah, early on, man. That was a good one.
Damn.
That was a good one.
That's also crazy to think you're over 100 episodes now.
Oh, we just dropped 114. They've all been in person. In studio.
Crazy. It's fucking wild.
I'm guarantee you I'm the only guy in the whole podcasting realm that's walked away from interviews. Some names. But yeah. But this goes because they want me to go to the venue or something.
Right.
And I mean, I said no.
Yeah.
Because
they gotta come here, dude, and get the vibe, dude. Soak up the fucking room a bit, you know?
Because then I'm watering down what I want to do. And yeah. Then at that point, I'm doing it for views, and then at that point, I'm doing it for clout, and then that's just not what we're doing.
That's not your vibe. That's not what you're about.
It's like it has to be in the room that's going to be for the best conversation. It's like making music. You want the best possible song, the best record possible.
Yeah, and the vibe has to be right for that.
If you can't do it, then I'm not going to record an album at a venue.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we covered a lot of ground. I think we hit an hour.
Oh, easy. Let me see. We're fucking, yeah.
It's an hour,
we
dude.
We did, yeah.
But again, if you're in the chat or watching, thank you for being a part.
Yeah, thanks for making this first run so interesting and fun.
Cool. I'm stoked. I think we're not without a hitch, right? Everything working still? Okay.
They're just like, yo, none of that got recorded. The whole thing's fucked.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hell yeah, man.
Well, cool. Ernie, again, yes, sir. Thank you for your time and thank you for being my friend.
Always. You know
sick. All right, one
more, dude. Cheers.
Cheers. That's it. Later.